Today, the Palestinian parliament ratified a new government after several days of sometimes rancorous debate. In presenting a revised list of new faces, Prime Minister Ahmed Correa avoided being forced from office by a no-confidence vote. The new cabinet is considered crucial in efforts to clean up the corruption-stained Palestinian Authority and advance the peace process. In a moment, our colleague Robert Siegel will talk with one of the new Palestinian ministers. But first, NPR's Julie McCarthy, who was in Ramallah for today's vote.
The week's marathon consultations produced a compromise, saved Prime Minister Correa his job, and delivered Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas a government of mostly non-political professionals that suits his agenda to institute changes in the way Palestinian affairs are run. Before a vote, he was assured of winning. A relieved-looking Correa read the names of his new cabinet. Seventeen ministers out of the 24-member cabinet are regarded as newcomers. At least 10 hold PhDs and have expertise in the fields they will oversee. It represents a significant shift away from the past, when allegiance to the late Yasser Arafat was considered the primary credential for office. Arm-twisting by Palestinian leader Abbas and pressure for change from lawmakers of the dominant Fatah movement forced Correa to retreat from an earlier lineup of mostly Arafat-era holdovers. The vote to ratify the new government was 54-12. Some familiar faces remain. For example, Nabil Shoth, formerly the foreign affairs minister, becomes deputy prime minister. Shoth called the government a transitional one and said it is expected to last only until the legislative elections this summer. Regardless of the lifespan, lawmaker Hanan Ashrawi says it represents a serious change in Palestinian political culture.
These next 4 months are crucial because the legislative elections, the national elections in July, will determine the nature of politics in Palestine and the nature of democracy in the future. And so we hope that this government will be able to deliver in such a way as to enhance forces of democracy and reform.
But political philosopher Saeed Zidani says it is too soon to say whether this new government will deliver change. The American-trained academic from Al-Quds University in the West Bank says the new government is dominated by the same party that has dominated for decades.
These are not technocrats. I mean, these are Fatah activists, Fatah loyalists, and Fatah leaders. Part of them are from the new guard, part of them are from the old guard. But these are Fatah people, after all.
The new cabinet was sworn in at a ceremony this evening. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.